Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 354 for Friday, April 17th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday due to spillover support from U.S. soy and the weaker Canadian currency. Canola was up $6 to $7, with the nearby May contract up $6.50 at $447.60 per ton, while the most frequently traded July contract came in $6.70 higher at $451 flat. Chicago soybeans and soy meal were both stronger, which contributed to the gains. Canola also benefited from the lower Canadian dollar. The weakness of the dollar made canola, relative to its U.S. counterpart, more attractive to international buyers. Spillover buying and profit-taking following yesterday's losses were also a feature in the early going. However, Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and soy oil were all weaker, which limited the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 2 to 3 cents, with the May contract up 3 at $9.69 per bushel. Domestic demand for U.S. soybeans supported values, while short covering also drove up prices. Soy meal is very competitive with dried distiller grains in terms of price, which helped to support the cash market. Still, large global supplies and the ongoing harvest in South America limited the upside. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $3.78 a bushel. Firmer cash prices for corn helped boost the market. Farmers in the Midwest are preparing seed beds for planting, meaning buyers have to offer higher prices than usual. Rains in the Mississippi Delta continue to delay planting efforts and provide some support for prices. Wheat was a cent lower, with the most active July contract nearly unchanged at $4.89 per bushel. The weekend is full of uncertainty for investors, as weather reports are predicting less rain for the U.S. Midwest next week than previously thought. As well, concerns about dryness potentially limiting this year's hard red winter wheat crop in the U.S. seem to have faded away. Rain has improved soil moisture in Australia and helped early planting efforts there get off to a good start, which was bearish for prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.